Okay, we're up to Perek Mem Hei Pasuk Chof Aleph. Again, Perek Mem Hei Pasuk Chof Aleph. Hagidu v'hagishu af yivoatsu yachtov. Yeshaya here says, name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he addresses the nations of the world, all of those that worship idols, all of the pagans, to come close. Let's read the words out of order. Hagishu. Hagishu means to come close. Hagidu, let's just jump to the end. Yivoatsu yachtov. Don't just come together. Come together in groups and take counsel. Each one should ask and should brainstorm with his friend, yachtov, together. And then hagidu, and present your arguments. Tell me something that I do not know. Tell me some prediction about the future, or some claim why you should be justified for your worship of idols. So the entire expression together will be hagidu, speak up, vehagishu, come close, af yivoatsu yachtav, I'm giving you full rein. Come together as groups, bring together all of your wise men and take counsel with one another and present arguments. But the truth is, you'll have nothing to say. You're all liars. You're all empty people. Mi hishmia zos mikedem. Is there anyone among you that can predict the future? Has anyone among you predicted events that have happened in the time that Yeshaya was speaking? And he was referring specifically to Yeshaya. There were a few major prophecies that Yeshaya predicted. Number one was that Pekach ben Remaliyahu, and who was the Melech of Yisrael with the king with the king of Aram, would not succeed in conquering Jerusalem. Remember, we lost very beginning Yeshai towards the beginning of Yeshai, must have been Perek Zayin, Perek Vav, something around towards the beginning where Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim was threatened. They were threatened with an alliance between Aram and the Malchus of Yisrael, which was then led by Pekach ben Remaliyahu, and the king of Aram formed an alliance, and they threatened to conquer Yerushalayim, to conquer the Malchus of Yehuda. And Yirmiyah was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go to the Melech and tell him, do not worry, you don't have to worry about them, nothing's going to happen. They will not succeed in conquering Malchus of Yehuda. If you do want to worry about what's going to be way down in the future about Sancheir. So that was a major prediction. It was a major event, a major threat to the Malchus of Yehuda that Yeshayahu predicted would not come to fruition. Nothing would happen. And that was one. The next thing that he predicted was what's going to happen with Sancheir. Many prophecies over and over from all different angles, all different. Points of view. Nothing is going to happen. Yerushalayim is going to survive. And now he predicts, Bavel, what's going to happen in the future. Bavel. So now he tells the nation of the world, Mi Yishmiah Zos Mikedem, is there anyone of you among you that has ever been able to predict, to make it known from in advance, what's going to happen? May Oz, from then, from before, he gives this repetition, possibly repeats it many times. May Oz, is there anyone, take the word Mi Yishmiah, take those two words, Mi Yishmiah, and add it to the words, May Oz, Higida. Is there anyone that has made known from us, from back then, Higida, and has spoken and made it known that things will happen in the future? Of course not. This is a theme which repeats itself over and over in the last couple of parakim, where Yeshaya is mocking the idolaters. You do not have among you the koyach of prophecy, nevuah. You cannot predict the future. I can, because this is a koyach that comes from Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu, this is Hoya Hova V'Yeh. Kadosh Baruch Hu sees the entire world, the past, the present, the future, all in one hashkafa. This is a koyach of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and there's no idol or no god. There's no such thing, any other creature in this world that has that koyach, and that proves that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is emes and everything else is sheker. Haloy ani Hashem, I am Hashem, the Ein Od Elokim, Mi Balodai, there is no other God besides me, and this is a new expression, Kel Tzadik Umoshia Ayin Zulasi. Not only am I a God, do I have control, I am a righteous God. Have you ever taken a course in philosophy in the college? Remember, there's a course called The Evil Genius. That there's a God, but God is plotting against man. This is a whole theology. This is a clear rejection of that. This concept, you could take a whole course on this. Evil genius. Kel tzadik u'moshia, Hashem is a righteous God and a savior. He's looking to do good for the world. Ayin zulasi. There's nothing but I. Yeah.
How do you know whether or not to pronounce the Elohim in this sentence?
What do you mean? Oh, the Ein Od Elohim
Mibalodai? Yeah, I mean, the implication of another, or is it...
Okay, I don't know the answer. Okay, I hear what you're saying. Is this Kodesh or is this Chol?
Yeah.
Ein, the Ein Od Elohim. Does that mean there's no other God, secular? I mean, I don't know the answer. It's been used both ways.
Yeah.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate Elohim. Yeah, is Elohim, and there is no other God. So when you take Elohim and you play with it in this context, referring to the negative, so it's really a little bit of both. You're right. It's a tough call. Rav Moshe Feinstein, the famous, well-known Rav Moshe, when he gave Shiur in MTJ, he always said Elohim, even when he was speaking about Avodah Zarah, because people would come into the audience who were ignorant, and he did not want them to walk away with the impression that you're allowed to say Hashem's name in vain. That's a famous word from Rav Moshe Feinstein. Okay, Pnu Elai V'Yivosh, now Yishai tells, now Hashem is telling the nation of the world, it's not too late for you. It's not too late for you to abandon your idols and come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pnu Elai, come close to me, v'yivoshu, and be saved. Kol af se'aretz, the ends of the earth. Ki ani kel v'ein od. I am God, there is no other. You can still come close. There's still something in it for you. Hashem is willing to accept you. Be nishvat. Now, this is a very difficult pasuk. Very difficult pasuk. The Radak, there's a long Radak. He tries very hard to give different interpretations. We'll try to learn I'm going to read it inside the Mitzudos David, and that really appears how it Rashi says. Mitzudos David just expanding upon Rashi. Let me just explain the pasuk outside first. What he's saying in this pasuk is that even though it's going to be that the nations of the world will at some point in time will acknowledge the futility and the emptiness of their idols and will do tshuva, they will be chayzer b'shuva, But they will receive reward when they do tshuva and they come close. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem will bless them and give them bracha, but they will not receive the bracha of Klal Yisrael. Being that Klal Yisrael had emuna in a Kadosh Baruch Hu from the very beginning, all the way back from the Avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, from Yitzias Mitzrayim, Matan Torah, and were faithful to Kadosh Baruch Hu throughout the entire history of the world. The reward and the relationship that a Klal Yisrael will share with the Kodesh Baruch Hu is unmatched. Unmatched. And even if the nation of the world will do a sincere tshuva and come close to Kodesh Baruch Hu, wonderful. You'll receive your reward, but don't expect to be on the level of Klal Yisrael. Be nishpati. To me, Hashem swore. Yotza mipi. It has come forth from my mouth. No, I really explained to you pasuk of Dalet. So let's hold that thought for pasuk of Dalet in one moment. Let's do one pasuk at a time. It's a very difficult pasukim. Be nishmati. Hashem is speaking. Hashem is speaking that I have sworn. It's a very strange type of expression to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he swears by himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we swear in the shem Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is swearing in his own name. Yeah. What?
Yes.
Be nishpati. I swear in my own name. I am HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I am the Kol Yachol, and I swear my own name. Yotza mipi tzedakah. It has gone forth from my mouth righteousness. Davar v'lo yoshuv. This is a matter which will not return. It's you cannot avoid what will happen. It will not be changed. Yoshuv means to turn away. It will not be changed from what I have said. And what is the shvuah that I have said? What is this very elaborate shvuah that has come forth from my mouth in righteousness? And it is a matter which will not change. Kili tichra kol berech tishava kol loshon. To me will bow every knee and will swear every tongue. In other words, that the time will come in the end of days where the entire world will serve Hashem. It seems impossible now. How could it be the whole world full of deniers, atheists, pagans, and so on and so forth? Hashem says, I will pour out a spirit of kedusha, of holiness, of tshuva, and I swear this will happen, and there's no turning back from this event, the world, the entire world will come to recognize I as Kadosh Baruch Hu as the creator of this world, to the point where they will bow before me and they will swear in my name. And that's a fascinating insight to the prediction that the end of days, the Gilui Shechina, the end of days, and the recognition of mankind is something that must happen. Let's see the words of the Mitzvah Sinsan Pasuk Chav Gimel. Bi Nishpati, Hareini Nishpa Bi. I am swearing in my own name. Asher Yetzmi Pi Davar Tzedak of Emes. What I'm about to say is something which is Tzedaka, the Emes. Tzedaka is another Tzedek. Is justice, it's righteous, it's true. It's another word, it's a hard word to translate. Tzedek means many things depending on the context. It can mean many things. Here it means that this is something which is just, which will be davar. The word davar is referring back to the word binishpati. I have sworn the following matter, davar musvali al yetzei mipi. It has come forth from my mouth the following matter, yetzei mipi loimar. It will not be changed. I will not change my mind. This poetic repetition, this pasuk. What did I swear? I have sworn. This is the matter which I have sworn. Asher, bayomim ho'asidim. In the future, the end of days. Yichru kol habirochim li. All of the knees will bow to me, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'loi la'akum, not to the Oved, not to the gods, Avodah Zarah, ki kula mikablu ol malchusi aleihem, the entire world will accept the yoke of my malchus upon them. This is what, and we, of course we say this every day in Aleinu. Like we said yesterday, a lot of the Aleinu, m'shtachlem, sh'hei m'shtachlem, lehevel v'rikum, m'sparlem el Yeshia, and we have that here, and now we have this other expression, which is also part of Aleinu. So you see, the wholeness of Aleinu comes from Perik Mem Hei. Yes. Yeshua was the one who was mechaber. You're right. So where did Yeshua? Very good. I hear. So Yeshua was the mechaber of Aleinu. Achon was the mechaber of Alkein Nekave. Alkein Nekave is Rosh Tevis Achon. It's a tradition. That's not so simple. But Aleinu was composed by Yehoshua. And yet you see Yeshayu, who was much, much after Yehoshua. How many years after? Almost 800 years after. Almost 800 years after the time of Yehoshua, he's saying the same expressions which are part of the Nusach of Aleinu. So it's a very good point. I don't know the answer. Yeshua also obviously was a Navi. Yeshua was a Navi. There's no question about that. And the you have that idea many times where Nevi'im see the same thing and they express it with different language, different expressions based upon their experience, their time period. So obviously Yehoshua and Yeshaya, they shared a vision. They shared a vision of Yemos HaMashiach, and they expressed it in similar words, and Yehoshua's expression, which is almost identical in certain respects to Yeshaya, was what we have as the Aleinu. Okay, very so. I didn't think about that. You're right. So it's Yeshua, and here you see the same thing from Yeshaya. Very good point. Now we come to Pasuk Chavdal, which was the idea that I mentioned before. Ach b'Hashem li. Now the Mitzudos focuses on the word li. I mean, he reads a lot. He adds a lot of interpretation into the word li, which means me, referring to Klal Yisrael. Even though it's true, we've just mentioned the last two psukim, Pasuk of Beis, Hashem pleads with the pagans, do tshuva, recognize my existence. And Pasuk of Gimel, Hashem says, even if you don't want to do tshuva on your own, with your own free will, it's going to happen against your free will. It's something which I swear I will pour out my spirit in the end of days, and this will happen against your free will. But when that happens, don't have expectations, unrealistic expectations, that you should be on the same spiritual level, share the same relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu as my nation, Klal Yisrael. That will never happen. Klal Yisrael will be unique at that point in time, and that's the words li. Ach, but means good, very good. You've come to the point in time when you see Hashem. But Hashem, in Hashem, li, Omar tzedakos v'os. To me, to Ash, to Li means the Klal Yisrael did Hashem speak and promise tzedakos, an extra dosage of tzedakos, of righteousness, tzedek, blessing. We'll translate here the word tzedaka in a very abstract way as blessing, va'oz, and strength, incredible might and power, that will only come to lead to Klal Yisrael. And when that happens, then all the other nations of the world, which at this point in time have also come to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will then turn to Klal Yisrael for guidance and will be subordinate, submissive to Klal Yisrael. Adav means to them. Adav is like Elof. It's another word for Elof, towards them or upon them. Yavo, the nations of the world will come, the Evoshu, and they will be shamed for their foolishness, their foolish behavior throughout the entire world history. Kol ha-necherimbo. Necher means anger. The world is angry at the Jewish people. Just open up a newspaper. Open up a newspaper and see what they have to say. It sounds like they're mad dogs. They're angry at us. What are they angry at us? Hitler Yimach Shemo was like, just watch some of those clips of him. It's like a mad monster. What are you angry at? What did we do to you? What is Amalek angry at us for? All those people that were angry at us in their rage of hatred, jealous hatred, they will now be ashamed and they will come to Klal Yisrael and humble themselves to Klal Yisrael. Let's see the words of the Mitzvot of the complicated Pasuk of Dalet. Ach b'Hashem, Zehu Maimer Hanavi. The Navi is speaking. Yeshai is speaking. Sha'amar, and he says as follows. He's getting in a lot of interpretation, and the way you really get an appreciation of how much interpretation he's getting into this pasuk, when you go look at the other mepharshim, look at the Radak. The Radak really, he struggles very hard with this pasuk, and he quotes Ibn Ezra, he quotes others. But here he is the words of the Masudas, who based upon Rashi says, even though it's true that we've just learned the last two psukim, pasuk chav beis, the pasuk chavim, we learned about all of the nations of the world, the idolaters will have faith in Hashem in the time of Mashiach. Ach, hareini nishba b'Hashem, I swear in Hashem's name, Yeshai is speaking, asher li, who is li Yisrael levat, to Klal Yisrael alone, hiftiach, Hashem has promised. What was the promise? Va'omar tzedakos va'oz. The promise is two words. A special promise. Tzedakos and oz. Righteousness and might. Ratzalaymar. What does that mean? Hatzedakos v'ho'oz. The acts of righteousness, the acts of kindness, and v'ho'oz, and the acts of might. Sheyihyu liYisrael. That will be to the Jewish people in the time of Mashiach, Yehiyu miyuchedes, will be unique. The lo Yehiyu be'erech will not be equal. It will not be equal in value. Be'erech echad im shel ha'akom. That the nations of the world will happen. And then he concludes, Adav Yavo, call Echad Mehoakam, every one of the nations of the world will come, Yavo, Li Yisrael, Li Yosar, to turn, Li Mashme also, to listen to what the Jewish people have to say. The Jewish people will take a leadership role at this point in time, V'chol HaChoyasim Bo L'Shavar Yevoshu L'Oz, all those that were angry at the Jewish people at this point in time will now do tshuva. Okay, so that's really the conclusion of these. Then we'll have one more pasuk, and then we'll sum up the whole thing. Pasuk of Hey, BaHashem, in Hashem's name, Yitzduku will be righteous. They will Yitzku Lashon Asid. They will declare righteous. The world will now come to recognize Hashem has been righteous from the very beginning. All of the questions that the world had on HaKadosh Baruch Hu will fall away. The Yishalalu, and will be praised. Call Zera Yisrael. In the Yemos HaMashiach, the Jewish people will be exalted. The world, every time, when you open up the New York Times, it will only be filled with words of praise for the Jewish people. They will recognize... What?
That's the crossword puzzle.
That's the crossword puzzle.
Or maybe it'll
be the New York End Times. Yitzt B'Hashem, Yitztku V'Yishalu Kol Zera Yisrael. So these are four very powerful psukim describing Yemos HaMashiach. First, to review, Chav Beis, Hashem pleads with the world, do it on your own. Don't make me do it for you. come to recognize Hashem now when you still have Bechira Chavshis. That's Chav Beis. Chav Gimel says, and if you don't want to take advantage now during this time of Bechira Chavshis, I'll force it upon you. I will pour out my spirit upon the world in the end of days. Pasuk of Dalet. And when this happens, whether it comes through your free will or it comes upon you by force, don't have expectations that you will share the same exalted respect as my nation, Klal Yisrael, because they are different. They recognize me from the very beginning, and they will receive a double dosage of tzedakos and os. And at that point in time, everyone will fall into place. The Jewish people will be in a position of leadership, and everyone else will be their followers, and they will praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu and praise Klal Yisrael for recognizing that they were always loyal to Hashem from the very beginning. Yeah.
According to this, Nation X will do tshuva, but they'll only go up to a certain point. They will not reach the level of Klal Yisrael. How does this play out in terms of an individual guy who becomes a ger? Does he have a status of total, or is he still a step somewhere below?
I don't know the answer, but it would appear that a ger that joins Klal Yisrael becomes part of Klal Yisrael. So
yeah,
he is 100%.
Individual.
Correct. 100%. Because Chazal said that when Mashiach comes, we will not accept gerim.
Right. We, as a rule, we don't accept gerim in good times.
Right.
So
at this point in time, every nation of the world will serve Hashem in their own way. There are sheva. There's a program for them. There are sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach. Each nation will serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with their talents, their koichos, but they're not Klal Yisrael. A ger, if someone becomes a ger, when he is permitted, then he is Klal Yisrael, so he will seemingly enjoy the same status. Okay, that concludes this perek. Now we go to perek memvav. Korabel koreis nevo. Now we're going back to the theme of Avodah Zarah. The theme of Avodah Zarah. A lot of Avodah Zarah here in Yitzchak. And here we are mocking Avodah Zarah. Chazal tell us, call it Leitzenusa Asira, Mibar Leitzenusa, the Avodah Aschacham. A person is not allowed to make jokes. Not allowed to go in our times and just make. A Leitz means to be Mevatel, to make little, nothing of something which is Choshev. Scoffing. Something which is Choshev, which is important, you have no right to go and just make a joke out of it. And what's not important in your eyes is important in someone else's. Everything in this world is important to someone, to something, and therefore no one has a right to mock and to make fun. But Avodah Zarah is pure nonsense for the entire world, and you're permitted, at least in time, you're permitted to make, I don't know if it's always so practical, to get yourself into a lot of trouble, but it's al pi halacha, there's no prohibition to make litzanis of Avodah Zarah, and that's what the Pasuk Yerzug is very common in Tanakh, where we compare the Avodah Avodah Zarah, or the Avodah Zarah service is going to the bathroom, the going to the Beis HaKis. Going to the Beis HaKis represents the ultimate form of litzanis. Waste, odor, all of the disgusting things that are associated with the repulsive nature of psoiles in the Beis HaKisei is what we make litzanis about, what we apply to the Avodah Zarah. So here we have two Avodah Zarahs. There's this word called Bel. Okay, I don't know, Bel comes from Baal. It appears that there's a discussion that Baal is, we know, the Oivde HaBaal with an ayin. It appears that Bel and Baal, it could be the same thing.
Who's Baal Tzifo?
Baal, that was in Avodah Zarah. I don't know if that's the same thing as
Mitzrayim.
I don't know, is that the same thing as Baal?
Baal
had Avodah Zarah called Baal. These are two idols of. I don't know all the details of the Avodah Zarah, but it's discussed what each Avodah Zarah, what it represents. You know, there's Baal Peor. Peor represents Zilzel. There are different types of idols. But here I don't know what they are exactly, but we have two called Baal and Nevo. And the pasuk describes that they're going to squat. They're going to go to the bathroom. And it's a way of mocking that you're worthless. We're describing at the time when Babel is conquered by Modai, referring specifically continuing in this theme of Koresh. Paras and Modai are now coming to power. Babel existed for 70 years. Their reign, their tenure, and the world scene is over. They're being conquered by Paras. And who did Bavel attribute their power to? To their idols. Who were the major idols of Bavel? It was Bel and Nevo. And here it says that they're squatting. Squatting means that they they're worthless. They were not able to save the Babylonians. And now it describes two other things: that when they fled, when the Babylonians fled for their lives from the nation of Madai, they loaded up their idols on the backs of the animals, the caravans. They loaded up their vans on the chayas and the behema, because they were very valuable. The idols were plated with gold and silver, so they wanted to at least salvage the gold and silver wherever they would go. They would flee. They would escape for their lives. They wanted to have it with them, at least for their value. But what we'll see in a few moments, what happened, that the animals could not bear the weight of these heavy idols. The animals collapsed, and the animals collapsed. The idols fell off, and the nation of Madai, the conquering nation, when they conquered, they took them, they stole the idols, removed the gold and silver, and cashed in. It was the booty of war. So Karbel Karis Devohayu Atzavim L'chayim, they put their idols upon the L'chayim L'chayim, upon the wild animals and the animals. Nisu Oseichem Amusos. Their burdens were, Asumos means a heavy burden. There's a poetic repetition here. These are really three words which mean the same thing. Nisu Oseichem, which means to carry. Amusos was a heavy burden, a heavy load. It was a masa, a burden, la'ayefa, for the tired, weary beast. The animal that was carrying this load could not hold the weight of these heavy idols. Then the pasuk goes on again, makstav onzor karsu, it squatted, karu, it bent down, yachtav, lo yochlu malit masa, together. Yachtav means not only did the idol could not save itself, the idol went to the bathroom, so to speak, the idol could not save itself. The idol couldn't save itself. How could it save the nation of Bavel? So karsu karu yachtav, lo yochlu malit masa, they were not able to escape the burden. The nafsham means they themselves, the idol itself, bashvi halacha, was taken into captivity, was stolen by the enemy. Let's see if the pasuk bears in the mitzvahs. Karsu kar yachtov, kol huatsam yachat. All of the idols together, kafu kaimasam, bent down, v'karu al birchehem, v'lo yochu l'malad es atzma min hamasa, l'bal l'sosam bagola, they were not able to escape from this heavy weight that came upon them of exile. Over here, the masa means the burden of being conquered. The idols were not able to save themselves. There were many idols in Bavel, and now a conquering nation has entered, Madai, and when another nation conquers, that's a tremendous, it's compared to a burden, a heavy weight that has been thrown upon the nation of Bavel. And the idols, which represent the deity of the land, is supposed to come and save the country from this tsara, from this burden, this peckle that has come upon them. But the idols were not able to do anything. They couldn't even save themselves. The idols crushed from the weight of the conquering nation, and they collapsed under their own weight, and they were taken away into exile. So that's what we move on. The pasuk karsu kar yachtov, they all collapsed. Lo yochlu malit masa, they were unable to save themselves from the burden. Here, the burden refers to the burden of being conquered. The nafshan, and they themselves, the idols themselves, bashvi halacha, they couldn't even save themselves. They were taken away in captivity for their gold and silver content. So how can the idols save the nation? You can't save yourself. You can't save someone else. Pasuk Gimel, Shimu Olai Beis Yaakov, V'chol She'eris Beis. Now this is a very beautiful idea. What the pasuk here is doing over here, and these two first two pesukim, we compare the we describe the idols as something carrying weight, carrying the animals, different expressions of weight. The animals were carrying the heavy weight of the idols, and the animals collapsed. The masa la'ayefa, and we also described the idols themselves could not carry the weight of the golos, the exile that was coming upon them. We take this concept of carrying weight, of carrying a burden, and now we apply it to Klal Yisrael. that HaKadosh Baruch Hu carries us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu carries us in Golus. Shimu Elai Beis Yaakov, listen to Beis Yaakov, Chol Shemes Beis Shol, remember the Beis Yisrael, Ho Amusim Minei Veten. We take this beautiful concept. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has carried us from the time that we were conceived, from the very beginning of our history, from the time of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Rashi says from the time of love, the time of Yaakov was a love, when Yaakov Avinu, he had 12 children, the 12 Shvatim in the house of Lavan, when he gave the most, gave birth, from that very time they were conceived from the Beten, Hanis Su'im Minei Rocham, and when Hashem has carried you from the time that you were in the womb. And Hashem goes on to say, and just like I carried you when you were young, I will continue to carry you throughout the end of time. V'ad zikna nihu, I am with you until old age, which just means throughout the entire length of time. V'ad seva ni espo, until seva, two different expressions of old age. Ani osisi v'ani esso, I have created you, I have carried you. V'ani espo, I will continue to carry you. V'amaleit, and bring about your salvation. So here we're borrowing from the previous expression that just bavel, the idols could not carry the weight of exile, the animals could not carry the weight of the idols, everyone collapsed, everyone collapsed, but Hashem says, but you, my nation, is just the opposite. I carry you. I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I am the ultimate God, I am the creator, I carry my nation, I bear your burden since the time that you were created. Now, there are a few things. Number one, I just want to give you a beautiful mashal. This mashal is the famous mashal. I saw this in my sister's yearbook like 100 years ago. This story. There was once a person that was that after he came to Shemayim, I'm just trying to remember from memory, I'm making it up as I go along. This person came to Shemayim, and after Shemayim, Kodesh Baruch Hu, he showed him his whole life. He reviewed with him his whole life from the time he was born all the way to the time that he died. And the whole life was viewed as walking in the sand. He was traveling along the beach, and every tkuf in his life, he passed a different point, a different city, a different place, and there were always two sets of footprints in the sand. You know the story. Two sets of footprints, a very old story.
Two prints in the sand.
Two prints in the sand. And then he noticed that during the most difficult points of time in his life, the hardest times in his life, there was only one set of footprints in the sand. So the person says, Ribbono shel Olam, what is going on here? How come during the most difficult point in time in my life, during the greatest sorrow, you abandoned me? Because the two sets of footprints are the person, and Hashem, the second set of footprints, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was always walking together with the person, taking him by the hand and getting him through his entire life. He guided him through life. But during the most difficult point in time in his life, there was only one set of footprints, which this person interpreted to mean that during those times you abandoned me. And that's why it was so difficult. I was all alone. There was no one there. One set of footprints. So the person, so Hashem says to the person, you're making a big mistake. Those difficult points in time, those were my footprints. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's footprints. I was carrying you during those points in time. Yeah. And that's what this pasuk says. Hashem says, Shimu alai beis Yaakov, v'chol shevet space shol ha'musim minevet. I've carried you from the womb, from the rechem, nirechem, v'yad zikna anihu, v'yad seva ani espol, ani osis v'ani eso, I have created you, I have carried you, v'ani eso, I will continue to carry you, v'amaleit, and I will save you. I just want to point out one thing, we're out of time, but I want to point out one. This is the end of a lane. Very good. We once spoke about this as well. We had a shiur on this. Let me come to the end of Aleinu. I remember her, Pesach, it was exactly 1 year ago, Pesach Kron on Tisha B'Av, he gave a fantastic shiur, and he spoke about the three psukim, how important it is to say the three psukim after Aleinu. Can't even find Aleinu. One second. How could I not find Aleinu? Because this is a Nusuch Svat Sefer. Okay, here we go. End of Aleinu. Right, what do we say? Kaddish. Right, but it's not really over. There are three more psukim which most of us do not say. Al tiro mi pachad pisoim mi shayas rishoim kisavo. That's the first pasuk. The second pasuk, Utsu Eitzah Visu Far Dabur Dav Lo Yakom Ki Manukel. And then the third pasuk is what we just said. The third pasuk is the Adzikna Anihu, the Atseva Ani Espol, Ani Asisi Vani Esa Vani Espol Vamaleit. Hashem says, "I will carry you." By the way, this pasuk, this fits perfectly into the whole theme of Rav Shlomo. We learned yesterday is that the whole thing of every single pasuk has to be interpreted in the time period of Paras. And what was the major event about Paras? The miracle of Purim. And we know the Gemara says that after Haman was Goyze, the Gezera, Mordechai, he approached a child and said to me, "Tell me your pasuk." Because a pasuk, and this is a form of nevuah, what did you learn in yeshiva? Tell me the pasuk you learned. And the child said, "I just came back from the morning kollel." And we learned the pasuk. We learned the pasuk of V'yadzikna anihu v'yadzev aniyesva v'aniyosis v'aniyesva v'aniyesva v'amaleit. And Mordechai had the chama. Why? Why did he have Nechama? Because how did Haman have the ability to convince Achashverosh to annihilate Klal Yisrael? So he said Achashverosh was machlekes and nachtipish nevachacham. But the Gemara says but they have a God. They have a God, and their God protects them. And look at Yitzias Mitzrayim. Look at the time of the Shoftim. Look at all the miracles. So what did Haman say? Less man the yada. There was no one that knew how to speak evil like Haman. He had postdoctorate in lashon hara, in nivul peh, in saying the worst things possible. He says, "Yeah, that's right." Rebbein Shalom, he brought to them nisim, maskim, yitzias mitzrayim, ten makos, kriyas yamsof, matan Torah. But that Hashem was young. Hashem's old. He's an old man now. It's too late. Hashem is a zokein. He doesn't have koyach anymore. Just like human beings, right? Human beings don't have koyach when they get old. Hashem can't do. So the child said. So the child said to Mordechai. The child is speaking in the name of HaKadosh Baruch, because the child's pasuk is a form of nevuah. Hashem says, "Yeah, he thinks I'm a zokein. V'yatzikna anihu. V'yatzeva until old age." Ani Espol, I will bear, I will carry the burden of my children. Ani Ostisi, Vani Esa, Vani Espol, Va'amaleit. And I will bring salvation. Even according to your krum, corrupt way of thinking that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is old, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is never old. But even according to your corrupt way of thinking, V'adzikna Anihu, I will save you even in the most difficult points in time. And that's also one of the reasons why we say these psukim. These psukim, Aleinu refers to Yimos HaMashiach, as we all know. And Yimos HaMashiach, what is the thing that we will accomplish Yimos HaMashiach? We will wipe out Amalek. Ain the case, the Yimos HaMashiach, the nation of the world, will do tshuva. They'll be choyze b'shuva to a certain degree. We know that. We learned it many, many times. And when they choyze b'shuva, but there's one nation that's not going to be given a chance to be choyze b'shuva. And that is Amalek. Amalek is the quintessential evil. Pure evil. Evil in its pure sense, that has no makom in Yimos HaMashiach. They must be destroyed, must be conquered. And being that the entire Aleinu refers to the theme of Yimos HaMashiach, we conclude with three psukim that refer to Amalek. The first pasuk, there are three times in Tanakh where there were major wars against Amalek. Really, there are more, but there are three major things. The first comes from Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe and Yehoshua. Hashem told Moshe, go out and battle against Yeshua, and that's the first pasuk. It was pachat pisam, sudden. All of a sudden, they were leaving Mitzrayim, and all of a sudden, Asher korcha baderech, vayizanet, it was a surprise attack. So the first pasuk is Moshe, the event of Amalek in the Torah, which was pisam. Al tira mi pachat pisam, umishoas rishon kisavo. The second time was time of Yehoshua. Time of Yehoshua was with the Amalekim. They disguised themselves. They disguised themselves as being from another nation. Here, I'm already forgetting all the details. They have also Shol Nagag. There's another mice. That's a preemptive battle. That's where Klai Yisrael went out to kill them. What? The time of Yehoshua, we have to be ma'ayin. I have to go look into it. David HaMelech was involved. David HaMelech was in the Shol. Shol was involved. Shmuel told Agag, that was the chait of Shol, did not kill Agag. But that was a preemptive war. But But at the time of Yeshua, if I'm not mistaken,
no.
they disguised the Givonim. But there was also Amalekim. There was a similar story with the Amalekim. They devised a plan. Okay, I don't remember. I apologize. I didn't prepare this.
You told us a lot.
Right. In Utsu Eitzah, this so far refers to a second event in Tanakh. We have to look into it to discover exactly. But it involved a plan where they had a whole in Eitzah. Utsu Eitzah, this so far, David Avla Yakum. That refers to a second event.
The clothing and the language.
Right, there was another story in Tanakh where they disguised that they had a very elaborate plan. Utsu Eitzah Visufar Dabur Davar, but Velo Yakum. And the third event, the major event where they tried to attack us was Amalek. It was Haman. Haman was Mizera Amalek, the 10 sons of Haman, and there his taina was, do not worry about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Zaki. And here we have the third pasuk, Zikna Anihu, three psukim. We have to be more into the second pasuk, but the three psukim, and these three psukim refer to three major events in Tanakh where Amalek waged the war against Klal Yisrael. Okay, we'll stop here.